Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. Jefferson West is the conversation, brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. We got the Tigers boys coach joining us. That is Joe Smith, as they are in the middle of the midseason tournament right now at Valley Falls. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, we just kind of dissect the last couple of weeks here. The last four games you guys have played, which includes Rossville last night in the tournament opener, but or I should say on Tuesday night, but nonetheless, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, Hiawatha, and Rossville have been your last four opponents, and you could argue maybe the top four teams in the Big East. It's been a challenge. We've talked about it all season, but essentially the last four games, potentially against the four best teams in the league.
Yeah, we've been, you know, we've been through a gauntlet, you know, trying to, you know, and I challenge our guys to, you know, let them know, like, you know, we do want to be, you know, we want to grow and get to where we, you know, feel as though we are, you know, an elite team. And, you know, these are good challenges for us. You know, let's go in and, you know, play as hard as we can and see what we can make happen and give ourselves a gauge of, you know, some areas that we need to fix because, you know, I mean, we obviously at the midseason tournament, but, you know, in playing those games, like we hadn't even gotten to, you know, the halfway point of our season. So still a lot of room to grow, still a lot of room to improve. And, you know, playing those games kind of, you know, kind of help gauge where some areas that we do need to improve in and get better at.
So just a quick thought, Rossville Tuesday night, first round of the Valley Falls tournament, Rossville getting the win 63-54. You played them earlier on in the season. It was a much closer, tighter game this go around in this tournament opener, but I know Jason Payne. I want to get your thoughts on him. He had a big night, 25 points. But, you know, how do you kind of assess this second matchup with Rossville on Tuesday night?
So, I mean, I wanted to play Rossville again. And I was kind of disappointed that, you know, with as many teams as in our league, we only got to play them once and not twice like it was before, you
right.
know, it became the Big East League. But, you know, I refused to let my guys let the, you know, back-to-back be an excuse. But, you know, the first time we played Rossville, they got us by 30. It was our second game out of break, and it was, you know, we played Perry that Monday. We played Rossville that very next night on Tuesday. So, you know, was fatigue an issue? Possibly. But like I said, I refused to let my guys, you know, use that as an excuse. But, you know, I was looking forward to, you know, playing them again and, you know, one of the, you know, better schools or better teams that we faced during the year and, you know, just competing and playing hard. And we did that in stretches, but, you know, I think all season, I don't know if we put, you know, a complete 32 minutes together. So, you know, we were up one at halftime, and, you know, still didn't play our, you know, best brand of basketball in that first half. But, you know, ultimately in that second half, you know, turnovers just kind of cost us the game. You know, they ramped up the pressure a little bit and, you know, got a little lead and we were trying to play catch up, which we did cut it to, you know, six quite a few times. And, you know, with no shot clock, it was just, you know, tough for us to get back in the game because we had to, you know, start fouling a little earlier than you typically would or how we've gotten used to playing with the shot clock. So that played somewhat of a factor, but, you know, we're getting there. It's just, you know, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, Jason Payne's continued to play good ball. Mentioned 25 points in the game against Rossville, double-double in that win against St. Mary's. He had 17 on Friday in the game at Hiawatha. You know, you get Perry LeCompton a second time this season, and you look at how this midseason tournament at Valley Falls is shaping up. So you see Rossville, team you've already played. You're going to see Perry, you know, in the consolation side of the bracket coming up here on Thursday night, and then potentially in that next game, that final game this weekend, either Houlton or Valley Falls. Houlton in the league, Valley Falls, a team you saw at the beginning of the season. What's your overall take on midseason tournaments? Are you one that is okay with playing these familiar teams, or would you prefer to step out of league and familiar opponents and play some teams that you just haven't seen and not familiar with?
So our league is it's so competitive, and it's such a, I hate to use the word stressful, but I mean, pretty much every game that you go into in this league is it's a stressful game, and
yeah.
there's no gimme wins, there's no easy wins. You know, in this league, you got to super competitive, you got to earn everything that you get. So, you know, when it does come to midseason tournament time, you know, I don't want to play any, you know, cupcake games necessarily, where it's just, you know, let's just go in here and, you know, play lesser competition and, you know, win some games, but. I'm on the side of, you know, going to these midseason tournaments. You know, I'd like to see some teams from, you know, some different parts of the state that you typically wouldn't get to play any other time. And
right.
So you play who's on your schedule, but to go to a midseason tournament and potentially have to play, you know, three league teams is not, is not ideal for how I'd like to play that situation out.
Yeah, for sure. Jeff West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us. Always appreciate the time. They're at the Valley Falls midseason tournaments. Again, coming up a little bit short against Rossville earlier in the week. They get Perry LeCompton, a rematch with the Cause, on Thursday night in the consolation semifinals. Could see either Holton or Valley Falls in that final game of the tournament coming up this weekend. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck the rest of the tournament. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, sir.